With the midnight deadline passing and no deal done for the budget, the federal government is in a shutdown. Well, where does the conversation go from here? Who and what will be affected, and how soon will it happen? For analysis on the shutdown is Dr. Joshua Stockley, political science professor at the University of Louisiana Monroe. Josh, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much for having me, Bob.
Well, no one blinked, time expired, and the shutdown begins. But at this point, not necessarily a perilous situation. What will we see?
For most of us on a day-to-day basis, we're not going to see any change in our daily lives, or we're going to see much change, if any, in our interactions with the government. But there will be a substantial effect on many individuals. As many as 400,000 to a million individuals who work for government will have to be furloughed or simply told not to show up for work. So a lot of individuals will not receive paychecks in a timely fashion, or will not receive pay for their services. You know, and this is going to have a huge effect on those individuals. If you have applied for certain things, if you have applied for Medicare or Medicaid, WIC or SNAP or some sort of federal benefit, if you are looking for a small business loan or your first time home mortgage through a governmental program, you could see a substantial delay in the processing of that application.
And with that summary of some of the things that could be delayed, but let's take it to Washington, the conversation that's going on now. Where do they go from here?
Right. Well, where they go from here is finding that middle ground. What can both sides agree on? What's really interesting is essentially Republicans are demanding a rollback of legislation that's been passed. It's been passed by two bodies of Congress. It's been signed into law by the president, and it's been upheld by the courts. That's about as, you know, unified, unanimous consent that one can get for a public policy. And they're asking the president to roll back his own policy. And that is essentially, that's a very unworkable solution for Democrats. That's not really any room to compromise there. And what the Democrats want is simply the continuance of federal government spending. Can Republicans agree with Democrats to fund the government ongoing without applying Obamacare to that? That's really the fundamental negotiation left. The secondary negotiation, the secondary possibility is this. Republicans really don't like the 2.3% medical tax that's been imposed on behalf of the Affordable Care Act. The medical tax is one of the instruments that makes this a budget-neutral policy. So will Democrats concede in rolling back or delaying the implementation of this tax or scaling back this tax? Now, that is something perhaps Democrats might be able to move upon. However, if they do, then the Affordable Care Act, which has been billed as deficit neutral, even makes money for the government. They can't make that claim anymore. So where will they negotiate? How will they negotiate? If history serves any indication, the Republicans better have a backup plan, because our last government shutdown, 21 days from December to January, from 95 to 96, the Republicans, led by Newt Gingrich, took a huge public opinion hit. And they came back to the table very quickly and said, all right, President Clinton, we're ready to deal. Polls are already indicating that the public is blaming the Republicans already. The longer this goes on, don't expect that blame to go away.
Dr. Joshua Stockley, political science professor with the University of Louisiana Monroe. Josh, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much for having me, Bob.